You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
And we finish with Liverpool versus Stoke, which is Sunday 4 p.m. but isn't televised. Liverpool 4-6 to win at Anfield, the draw 12-5, and Stoke in the betting at 5-1. Enhanced odds, Divock Origi to score and Liverpool to win is 3-1. It was 19-10, and Marko Arnautovic to score and Stoke to win is 12-1. It was 9-1. Alex lead with Newcastle. He's a Newcastle fan. Mark, you're a Liverpool fan, so I'll let you lead off here. Brilliant result midweek against Dortmund in Dortmund, drawing that game 1-1. And Klopp said rather humbly, to be honest, we were brilliant. That's what he said after the game. It was a huge result for them. I'm just concerned about that Thursday to Sunday. And it showed an effect against Southampton when they dominated that game and then conceded three late goals and ended up losing it. And they will be more focused on the Europa League now, surely.
Oh, without doubt, yeah. I would expect Liverpool to rotate the squad a little bit. Jordan Henderson's out now. He got that bad injury last night. I think he's probably done for the season. I must admit, when I did the offer earlier in the week, I was thinking Sturridge would probably start away at Dortmund. Origi would come in for the league game and then Sturridge would play again for the return leg at Dortmund. That's not worked out. So I think Sturridge will probably start on Sunday.
Yeah,
now.
And Origi might come in.
And Origi might come on a sub after 70 minutes or whatever it may be. I expect Lucas, if he's fit again, I would expect him to come into the lineup. Flanagan's not involved in the Europa squad, so I would expect him to come into the lineup. So I think they'll freshen things up a bit. Firmino may start because he didn't start on Thursday, but I still think Liverpool put a strong team out. He hasn't rested really in any league game so far, so I don't think he's going to rest wholesale. But I do think he'll freshen it up because Liverpool's season is all about what happens next Thursday night in the return leg. One thing I've really noticed since Klopp's been there, Liverpool's pressing game is, you know, it's no secret. It's you know, really high intensity stuff. Mm. But as a result of that, you can't do that for 90 minutes unless you're superhuman in terms of fitness. Liverpool have been dropping off. I noticed it was really evident against Spurs last 20 minutes. Liverpool, probably a better team sort of first hour, but really dropped off and were hanging on towards the end against Spurs. So that's just the way Klopp's asking them to play, and I think he's asking a bit much of them. If they don't get a clear lead in that sort of first hour, then they are vulnerable. So looking at these trends, I think there are ways of kind of exploiting those characteristics of teams. We've got a price out on site. We've got 13-2 for Stoke to come from behind and to either win or draw.
I'm just looking at that. It's a good price.
Yeah, absolutely. Because a lot of these prices, we just kind of generate off sort of goals, expectations and things like that. So it doesn't really account for these individual little characteristics of teams and little idiosyncrasies. We've also got 11-1 that Liverpool lead at half time but don't go on to win the game. So I'd be looking at something like that. I mean, Stoke are a decent enough team. They've got goals in them. They actually won at Anfield in the Capital One Cup semi-final on the night. They won 1-0 on the night and then Liverpool won on penalties. So they've got what it takes. You know, they've got some real quality there. I think Shaqiri's back and I think Shawcross is back in defence for them, and he's obviously a key player for them in terms of their defensive organisation. So, yeah, Liverpool, without doubt, slightly better team than Stoke. Play a pretty strong team, and I think, you know, if they go into the lead, you get to sort of 65, 70 minutes, they'll be making substitutions. If they're only 1-0 in the lead, for example, at that point, then they are definitely vulnerable to Stoke. So, that's the sort of angle I would be taking on the game.
I like that. I like both those prices. 13-2 for the come from behind to win or draw, and Liverpool to lead at half time but not go on and win the match in the double result market at 11-1. Alex?
I thought Stoke were maybe just a bit big here, given Liverpool's exploits in midweek. That was sort of the only angle I had, really. Klopp's only lost to Palace and Man U at home in the league. Mark mentioned that Stoke came here and did win in the Cup, but Liverpool won on penalties. And I just think, you mentioned the high press as well. I think Stoke, on their day, have got the players to play through that. They've got some really talented individuals on the ball, the likes of Shaqiri and Bojan, and if they're on their game, which they're not all the time. If they are, I could see all of a sudden 1, 2, 3 passes and you've got 4 or 5 players running at Liverpool's back four. So for that reason alone, really, I think Stoke are worth chancing at the price that they are. I'd probably take Stoke plus a goal at 5-4. I think that's fair. Nothing more than that. But I just think this is a little bit closer than the market has it, with Liverpool certainly more interested in games in midweek at the minute. Stoke have got, I don't want to say they've got nothing to play for because they could get into Europe, but I think they're sort of reaching their end of season feeling now. And whether that'll bring out the best in their players, I'm not sure. Whether they'll go, oh, okay, well, we've got loads of creative players and all of a sudden they're going to come to the fore, I'm not sure. But I think they've got enough Stoke in midfield as well with Mbula, who I think has been a really good acquisition. I think he can shield a bit better than they have done in recent years, Stoke. And I don't think it's going to be easy for them, but I don't think Liverpool should be as odds-on as they are.
Okay.
So I'll take Stoke plus a goal.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.